Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Well, hi, friends. My name is Ryan Paulson. I'm the lead pastor here at Emmanuel Faith Community Church, and I'm honored to be bringing to you today's audio Daily Phil devotional. It's entitled Shame and Salvation. I can remember the day like it was yesterday. It was my fifth birthday, and my parents had just gotten me a new big wheel. You know, the kid's toy that has a big wheel in the front and then the two small ones on the back. I was dressed and ready for my party. I had on red shorts and a red and white striped shirt. I looked awesome. And I begged my parents to let me go take my new big wheel out on a spin around the block. And they reluctantly agreed. I rode out of our driveway like I was shot out of a cannon. I can remember feeling such excitement and joy as I tested the capabilities of my new ride. As I got ready to make my last turn to head home, my back wheel caught the edge of the curb and sent me flying into the gutter. There just so happened to be a huge mud puddle that I found myself lying in. I got up, looked around, and tried to brush myself off, but I quickly realized that I was covered in mud, and it was going nowhere regardless of how vigorously I brushed my clothes. As I rode to go home, I can remember wondering if I could just keep riding. It's the first time in my life I'd felt shame. Covered in mud from head to toe, I didn't want to face anyone. I knew my parents were going to be upset, and I just wanted to hide. Shame has that effect on us. You know, Adam and Eve were created naked, and the scriptures tell us that they felt no shame. However, just as soon as sin entered the picture, we saw them hiding from each other and from God. They quickly sewed fig leaves together to cover their imperfections. We all have parts of us we'd like to hide. There's a part of us that's covered with mud, and if we're honest, we don't want to expose our true selves to people. Shame is powerful. Author Kurt Thompson suggested that shame says, "I'm not enough. There's something wrong with me. I'm bad. I don't matter. Sooner or later, they're going to discover what a fraud I am. I don't have what it takes." End quote. Shame maintains an exhausting hold on our soul when we believe those lies. The power of the gospel frees us from the debilitating grip of shame. When Jesus stretched out his arms on the Roman cross, he opened his arms to all humanity. And those arms welcome us even when we're covered in the most vile of mud, and even when we carry the heaviest of shame. Today, would you think about the areas of your life that you're hiding? What are the parts of your story you believe would cause people to reject you if they knew the quote-unquote real you? Pause today and prayerfully ask Jesus to remove your shame and trust that he will. I'll be praying for you as you do that. In fact, let me pray for you now as we close. Lord, thank you so much for the gift of the gospel that tells us that we are loved even in the midst of being covered in brokenness and mud and muck and mire and shame. And God, may your love free us to walk as your people, your children, deeply and dearly loved by you. I pray that everybody listening today would find freedom from shame that you've designed them to walk in. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hope you have a great day, friends. Until next time, we'll see ya.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.